Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look into stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tungekar. This week, families across the country will gather around the table to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. It'll be a time to reflect, share stories, and perhaps most importantly, eat. So, to celebrate the occasion, we'll revisit an interview about the science behind cooking. Shirley Corrier is a food scientist and author of the book Cookwise, The Hows and Whys of Successful Cooking. Earlier this year, she came to the University of Missouri to talk about food writing and the science behind getting exactly what you want out of food. KBIA's Lee Jian Chung had a chance to talk to Corrier before her lecture and spoke to her about her training under Julia Child and how to cook vegetables the proper way.
What will you be talking about at the symposium?
Normally what I talk about is how to get what you want in food. From a food science background, so I explained why your green veggies turn yucky, army drab, and why your cake sank in the middle, and why something was too brown or not brown enough. I give people the basics to get what they want in something. See, in food, sometimes there are no rights or wrongs.
What's your cooking background?
Well, I was a research biochemist at the Vanderbilt Medical School, and I have articles in the Journal of Biological Chemistry. Then my ex-husband and I started a boys' private school here in Atlanta, Brandon Hall. And at one point, we had 140 teenage boys that I was feeding three meals a day. So this was heavy-duty cooking. We started out, thank goodness, with just two boys. And now a teenage boy, they don't hesitate to be a restaurant reviewer. They would grab their throats and go, don't do this to us again.
So after the boarding school, where do you go from there?
I worked for several years in a cooking school here in Atlanta. And I set up trays and, walked around getting them out of trouble and washing dishes, et cetera. In the food world, you still wash your way up. You get to the place that you're requested by better and better chefs, and soon you're washing for Julia Child, And then after a bit, you're the one teaching the class and have assistants washing for you. So it's still very much a wash your way up situation. So I started writing about this time, and I started teaching a course called Food Science in Everyday Language. And I taught that all over for years. I became a traveling teacher. I literally taught from Vancouver to Miami.
Wow. So you've more or less been everywhere.
Yeah. I wrote a syndicated article for about 16 years. When I looked up where my article was going one time, there it was in a place, the Qatar, Qatar Tribune. And I thought, where on earth is this? And sure enough, the ads were all in Arabic. It was there was my article on how to preserve the shape of your fruits and vegetables on the Persian Gulf.
You've even taught Julia Child herself, is that right?
Yes, Julia was, you know, she was always our guiding star, and she was a good friend, and she was a hoot. You know, one time in her late 80s, she was supposed to sit on this stool and say, "Now, Chef John is doing so-and-so." But that lasted about 1 minute. She was down there mincing garlic like crazy, and then she scooped it up with both hands and threw it in the dish. She said, "Now, young ladies don't like to do this because they're afraid their hands will spill. But you don't have to worry. Just put some salt in," and she put salt in her hands, "and rub together. Now rinse them off." She rinsed them off, and then she held them up to her nose, and she said, "Ooh, maybe I better do it again."
Do you have any problem cases that you could tell us about?
You mean food problems?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yucky army drab. The secret there to keep green vegetables bright green is a short cooking time. There are two forms of chlorophyll, beautiful bright green and yucky army drab. And the difference is acid. The least little bit of acid will turn your green vegetables yucky. And what you need to do, and you say, "Well, shoot, I don't put acid in the water with my green beans," and they turn this awful, disgusting army drab. The acid is coming out of the cells themselves. The first thing that happens when you plunge a vegetable in the boiling water, the very first thing is the little cells on the surface pop, air bubbles. And so the longer you're cooking, the more acid is leaking out, you know, from the vegetables themselves. And this acid then turns your beautiful bright green to yucky army drab. The short cooking time is the real secret.
That was KBIA's Lee Jian-chung speaking to author and food scientist Shirley Corrier. She's the author of Cookwise, The Hows and Whys of Successful Cooking. And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. To hear this episode again or find others, just check out our website, kbia.org. I'm Raymond Tungekar. Thanks for listening, and have a happy holiday.